This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning, Limits.
Good morning, Joe. It is wonderful to see you.
I appreciate that. I want to dive into Packers-Steelers, but I feel like I have to just be honest today, this morning, with where I'm at. The final turned out to be the final game of my daughter's sports career happened last night, and it was a rough loss. Like, we lost, Seton lost to Avonworth in the volleyball playoffs. Great match. We had match points, so it was especially gut-wrenching. And Avonworth competed against them and lost to them in a number of things over the years. Very, really nice people, nice fan base, good kids, great athletes all over the place at that school. So it was gut-wrenching in that respect. But what I'm feeling today is bigger than that, and I'm sure that people, if you played youth sports or if kids who played it, you know what I'm talking about. Just the finality of it all with my only kid and remembering, you know, I didn't think I was ever going to have kids. I was 43 when she was born. And there she was, a 43-year-old guy with a little daughter, and pretty soon we started playing sports, and I would always tell her when she got to be about 9, I would say, I can't believe I have a daughter that I can whip a baseball and softball at literally as hard as I can. And she catches it and throws it back. And all the games and all the fun, you know, working on the sport through the years, me and her just practicing and having fun. And then eventually became not fun and she didn't want to practice anymore. Certain sports like pitching softball and things like that. But all of that, those long days of travel softball and travel volleyball where you're with the other parents and they're playing a million games, and just all came to an end in one fell swoop. It just ended. I'd never seen her really cry before after a game, but the finality of it all was just, it was something to see and witness and be a part of. And I think that her activities were helping to keep me distracted from other things. And so it was just a, you know, very powerful night, you know, and it just comes to an end. That's it. That's it for her sports career. That was the last game. It's just a very strange feeling. It's kind of a pit in my stomach. It's sort of, you know, bittersweet, because the sweet part is all the years that we got to enjoy sports. You know, that's what it boils back to, is sports really, truly, not cliche, as a reflection of life. You got to deal with this crap. You know what I mean? You're having the highest of highs, and then just an absolute gut punch of a loss, and then you can't help but just look back on her. One of my favorite moments with her, you know, it turned out that, and I don't know if other people can relate or not, but it turned out that really my favorite moments from her whole sports career were just me and her when she was little, just playing and practicing. And it was during the pandemic. You couldn't play any games or be around people. So we'd go in there's a park in our backyard, and we had this goal that she would hit the softball off a tree that was behind a fence way back there. And she did it one day. We have it on video, and we celebrated like it was game 7 of the World Series. And that was, you know, all the time, working out, practicing, having fun. Coach pitch, that was the best, was coach pitch when I would be pitching, and, you know, you pitch to your own team so she could hit the other people. And that's the other thing, is you become invested in all these other people, these great girls, you know, that I would meet over the years and their parents. And then it's just weird. It's just weird when it ends. But by far, it was good and bad, believe me. And I was good and bad as a sports parent. But it ended bad with the loss, but good with the feeling that I was there for it. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And I experienced those own moments playing the same sport. You know, volleyball losses junior year, our coach retires after 25 years, and that was maybe even more emotional than the loss. Senior year, going up to Seneca Valley as a 12 seed and ultimately losing and knowing in the final points, just kind of looking around at everybody.
Yeah.
As you know that you're just not going to win, and just trying to take it in, look around a couple of times. I always tried to have a good feeling for that moment and just to process it and look around and think about it, but there's no doubt it absolutely sucks when it all comes to an end.
Man, does it ever, especially that way. We had a match point, and it just didn't happen, but thankful overall. Thankful to have had a daughter at my age, and she's healthy, and like I said, here's the thing about sports too. Here's the beauty of it. What I always wanted for her, and what at times she didn't get, was you're part of something bigger than yourself, and you're invested in it with other people. You're connected with other people, and you're invested. And that's what I told her last night in a text, because sometimes texting is easier than talking, right? That the way that she was just, you know, basically weeping after the game was an indication of how much she cared, those kids cared, and how much they were invested. And that's why it hurt. And that is living. That's living right there, right?
Because of how much it means.
Yes, and because you're invested in it with other people.
Yes, and the time you put into it and where it ranks on your priorities list is so high up, and you want to succeed, but, you know, sometimes life throws other things at you, and it is the story of life and how you bounce back from it, how you learn from it, and how you appreciate it.
It is.
You know?
And there's been a lot of it lately, and like I said, that was, I think her activities were a distraction, and now that's been removed. So it's a wild time, and I just wanted to share that with you and with everybody out there, that's what's happening right now. And I'm sure on some levels people can relate, you know. Anyhow, we got a ball game on Sunday night, don't we?
Oh, we sure do.
And as we started the week with, I think it's about as high profile a game as the Steelers have had in a long time. The eyes of the football world are going to be on Acrisure Stadium Sunday night. And I think it's going to be a great game. And I think it's going to be just what you would want in a game like this, which is a battle of quarterbacks. Look at both the pass defenses, right? The yeah. Packers have a pretty good defense. I think the Packers are slightly overrated this season.
The run defense is second in the NFL.
Yeah. Very good run defense, not a very good pass defense. And when you actually look at their resume, like there was talk after they had a resounding opening day win over the Lions, there was talk in Green Bay and other circles about whether this team would go undefeated. Like, it's a good team there. I think they're top 10 scoring offense and defense, if not the right on the cusp of it. And that's usually a pretty good recipe, but this is not a great team. Nobody can convince me of that. Look at the receiving weapons that Jordan Love has. It's not the Steelers have the best weapon. If you added them all up, that's DK Metcalf. You know what I mean? They're not exactly loaded with offensive weapons. They're a good, efficient team. They have a good quarterback. I think a great head coach, a great offensive mind. They have a star in Micah Parsons. They're solid. But they lost to Cleveland. They tied the Cowboys and gave up 40 points. They had a one-score game with the Bengals down the stretch in Flacco's first game, and then they needed a huge fourth-quarter comeback to beat Arizona. So let's not mistake what this Packers team actually is. It's a good team. It's not a great team. And they're vulnerable to the pass as long as you can keep your quarterback upright. We know that the Steelers are vulnerable defensively. So I think we're headed for a great game and a quarterback duel between Rodgers and his protege. Love is Rodgers' protege, right?
Yeah.
Protege. Rodgers was Love's mentor, right? Do I have the terminology correct, Lemons?
Yes, just like how you are my mentor.
And you're my protege.
Someday down the line, a long ways away.
I think it's going to be a great game. And I think that the Steelers are going to win. And I think the good news in all of this, is that the Steelers have a quarterback and an offense that can threaten people. When's the last time we said that, oh, Limitless Wonder?
Pre-Ben injury.
Maybe a little bit. Didn't Ben come back with 33 touchdowns from the injury year?
He did, yeah. He did have a good year.
A little bit there. But this, I mean, I went back and watched that game earlier this week, the Bengals game. Because in the horror of it, you know, we all focused on the defense for good reason. It's just, it's an embarrassment, right? That was an embarrassing game. One of the worst defensive performances of Tomlin's 19-year tenure. But if they could just get their crap together to be average or above average, and I do believe they have the talent to be that, there's an offense in town that's getting better and that has a quarterback that's getting better and can actually move around a little bit, which I didn't think we were going to see any reasonable facsimile of the young Aaron Rodgers, and there was a little bit of it in that game. Slower for sure, but still moving around. Look at that touchdown. Look at the opening touchdown to Jonnu, where he ran left, ran right, evaded people, and made an unbelievable play, and he did a little bit of that the previous week with Connor Hayward, where he's sprinting right. Well, sprinting might be a strong word. He's running right, ad-libbing, pointing to Hayward where to go in the end zone, and then delivering a strike on the run. That's vintage stuff. If Aaron Rodgers has a great game Sunday night, guess what? He starts to get MVP odds attached to him. And other guys are taking steps back. Baker just did. He had a horrible game. Josh Allen is in trouble because that team stinks and he has no weapons. Shakir is their big weapon. That's their number one guy. So some of the people, Lamar's been hurt. Burrows is out. It's become a very interesting MVP race, and I can't believe that I'm saying this out loud, but when you're on pace to throw for 40 touchdowns, I think you're by definition, if that pace continues or even increases, by definition, you're going to get talked about as an MVP candidate. Does that make sense?
I think it fully makes sense, yeah.
What if this guy goes out and throws for three more, has a great game on national television in a gigantic, one of the biggest, I think, one of the highest profile games of the entire NFL season, the Aaron Rodgers Bowl, him against his former team with Micah Parsons chasing him down. They have a quarterback. They have an offense that could get better. That's why I want them to augment this offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And get more people in here. But right now, like, who's the leading? Is there a slam dunk MVP candidate limits? I don't think so. A lot of people think Patrick Mahomes. They might be right. They might be right. He's off to a very good start. 14 touchdowns and two picks. But the guy here has 14 and 5. Mahomes has a 102 rating. The guy here has a 105 rating. It's quite startling to look at that. And it sounds crazy to say it out loud. I feel like a crazy person. But if he goes out in front of the whole country and looks like he did last weekend or last Thursday, whenever it was, and he will be facing a much better defense, but he also looked great against the Jets. He's had plenty of good moments in other games this season. I think the offense and him, even though the progress isn't linear necessarily, are on an upward slope here, don't you?
No doubt. And, you know, before Baker Mayfield laid an egg with the Lions, I thought that he was the MVP candidate that should be in the lead. But if Aaron Rodgers goes out there and throws three touchdowns, 250-plus, and beats the Packers, a pretty solid defense, and Micah Parsons doesn't make a big impact, he definitely should be in the conversation, yeah. Maybe not the leader in the clubhouse, but he should be in the conversation and a legitimate person that's in that room being discussed. No doubt.
Right now, it's Patrick Mahomes at plus 125. And I think, you know, the thinking there is he's off to a great start, and it's very logical thinking, I might add, very sound reasoning. He's already off to a great start. 14 touchdowns, two picks. His weapons are just coming together, and there's something different about his look. Like, at times, he was beaten up these past few years. They seem to have shored up their offensive line issues, certainly improved them. And now Rashee Rice is healthy. They have Worthy. Who am I missing among their weapons on the outside? Travis Kelce looked good in the last game. They got all kinds of guys running around out there for him. So it's sound thinking. After that, it's Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield. And I'm telling you right now that Josh Allen is not going to win the MVP this year. You only get so many years where it's magical. You know what I mean? And they've had far better teams, and he's had far better weapons. It was sort of ironic, I think painfully ironic for Bills fans, that Stephon Diggs came in and torched them in a Patriots uniform in a Sunday night game. That was his guy. Last year, it was this more spread it around, everybody eats philosophy, and it was a great story, and he was great and a deserving MVP. But at some point, you got to have a stud. Like, how many people outside of maybe Brady, and there were times that he had Randy Moss and Gronk. I think Wes Welker was even a star at some points. But he did win. Brady did win without, you know, a big star receiver. He did that a couple times. Outside of him, can you think of great quarterbacks who didn't win with stars? At least one? It's hard for me to do. And that's what Josh Allen is trying to do now again, is to get somewhere, get at least to the AFC title game, when he's got literally nobody on his team who merits a double team from the defense. He's not going to win the MVP. Baker Mayfield took a step back. There's Matthew Stafford. There's Jared Goff. There's Daniel Jones. But, I mean, it's Jared Goff and Daniel Jones and Matthew Stafford. You know, Stafford's great. But they're not guys you think of as shoo-in MVP candidates. I think the field, it's right now, it's Mahomes and everybody else. Do you agree with that?
I do.
And I'm saying right here that with a great game, Rodgers can join the everybody else crowd. I think, like, there's seven guys listed here. Daniel Jones is seventh. And if one of those guys takes a step back and Rodgers has a great game, I think he has to be among those odds.
I think he should be among those guys right now, but just at the bottom of it, where he can climb up that ladder. Where is he going to surpass Daniel Jones yet?
No,
maybe after the game that he plays him next week.
He has that opportunity is there. This sucks. You know that? They finally found a quarterback in an offense, and their defense stinks.
And he's 41, and you wish that you could have him around for a lot longer.
Oh, my God. It's so frustrating. And they had, you know, the nerve to tell the world that it was a historically great defense. Just be quiet and play. Just be average. You got pieces everywhere, all right. The rest of this list of MVP candidates, after Daniel Jones, Jordan Love, plus 2,500, Prescott, Lamar, Sam Darnold, Herbert, Hurts, Jonathan Taylor, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix at plus 10,000. Then Aaron Rodgers, sandwiched between Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels with Christian McCaffrey right behind them. You just inch your way up. They have a quarterback, and they have an ascending, potentially ascending offense. I'm not guaranteeing anything there either. We were very high on Russell Wilson for a while, but doesn't it feel different? At 412-928-9370, 928-9370, doesn't it feel different with this offense? And it's great news, by the way, to have a quarterback who is more than just a game manager, who looks way different. You know, I've defended Ben for his final year here, that he was far better than he gets credit for. Especially with Kendrick Green, just, you know, when you have somebody who's the literal center of your offense getting blown up regularly, an undersized guard out of Illinois trying to play center, that's something you have to compensate for the entire game, in your game plan, in the way that you play the position. Ben had to deal with that, and he has mentioned that in so many words in the subsequent years. He had to deal with that in his final year, and he still had a pretty good year, right? He still got them to the playoffs. But this is different. Rodgers is better now than Ben was then, and Rodgers, I think you're right, Limits, is giving them their best quarterbacking since pre-injury Ben. I'll say 2000, the beginning of the 2020 year when they started whatever it was, 10-0?
Oh, yeah, 11.
11-0.
Lost to Washington.
They had a pretty potent offense early, but then people realized that all it was the Fichtner throw short, hope to run long, Ben gets rid of the ball in a second type of offense. The Commanders sort of unmasked them, and it was never the same. Who knows? Maybe people catch on to this offense, but I feel like this offense is a little bit more diversified. I feel like the run game is improving, and I feel like the offensive line is ascending. We'll see where it goes. This is a big test in this game for Broderick Jones and Fatanu going up against Gary and Parsons. That is a challenge.
They answered the bell against Myles Garrett, though.
They did. I think this is maybe a different challenge. But, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is, amidst all the angst, well-earned angst, they have a quarterback. And when you have that, you have a chance. what I was going to say before is more than just a game manager. I didn't think that he was going to be a guy who was the big reason that they could win. He's the big reason that they could win right now. That's how well I think he's playing. I don't know how long it lasts, but that's what my eyes are telling me. He was unbelievable in that game against the Bengals, you know, and even the one interception that's on him was him taking a shot down the field and trying to let a guy make a play. I didn't think the time was great for it because they were also running the ball basically at will. But how much am I going to complain about that? How much do we talk about that? Get it down the field. Take a shot. Give him a shot. Get it to Metcalf. He did. Got picked off. Other than that, he was spectacular. He basically won them the game until the defense lost them the game. It's unbelievable the stuff he was doing. His accuracy on those back shoulder throws, his accuracy on the seam throws, his touch on the real short throws, and then he can clearly air it out, and his performance was punctuated by one of the greatest Hail Mary throws you'll ever see. What were the numbers on that, Limits?
70 yards. It was the farthest thrown football since 2017.
The one that traveled the farthest in the air in the NFL. That dude at 41. That's the good news here. 928-9370. Your thoughts. I think it's going to be an epic battle on a Sunday night. Kind of like Flacco Rodgers. I think Jordan Love can light up this defense, and I think Rodgers can light up the Packers, provided he gets time. Here's what I'm going to tell you, Limits. There once was a day when Aaron Rodgers and Ben had a legendary back and forth. I believe Ben was still in his 20s then, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 2009, I think he was. Rodgers was, and it was a walk-off home run to Mike Wallace, literally as time expired. Other than Hail Marys, that has to be the longest walk-off pass in league history. That wasn't a Hail Mary. That was an unbelievable throw and catch, 30-some yards, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and look, but it's one of the farthest plays you'll ever see on the last play of a game. I think we see something similar with Aaron Rodgers taking Ben's spot for the Steelers and Jordan Love taking Rodgers' spot for the Packers. And I'm going to say the Steelers win it 30-28 on a Boz field goal late. Do you like that call, Limits?
I do like that call.
What's your call?
Well, it's funny that that's your score because my score is very, very similar. I think that it will be a three-point game, and I have the Steelers winning 31-28. Mm. So we are correct, or at least we are the same, on predicting Green Bay with 28 total points.
Yeah, and I think going back to the bubble that we live in, understandably, I think a lot of people are going to remember that Thursday night game who watched around the country, much the way they remember the Joe Montana game in his later years for Kansas City. I believe it was a Monday night game, and I still have visions of that. We get captivated by the old man, at least in football terms, recapturing the fountain of youth. You know, America loves that kind of sports story. We love comeback stories, and we love the wily old battered veteran quarterback coming back for one more, you know, taste from the fountain of youth. You know what I mean? It's part of the mythology of football. You can hear John Vicenda calling that game on NFL film. They should make an NFL films.
They should.
Of maybe, honestly, the greatest old man quarterback duel there's ever been. Flacco against Rodgers. That was kind of a legendary battle. We were focused on the fact that the Steelers defense sucked, but it was legendary. It might have been, you know, one of the better games, night games, probably the best Thursday night game or one of two or three there's ever been. And I think people will remember it. And I think we should do a documentary on it. And I think you and Donnie should narrate it.
It wasn't better than Pickens fighting in the snow with Newsom and blaming the weather for the loss.
That was memorable for different reasons, I think. But this one was something to see, and this will be a different version of that young guy, old guy, the guy who took the old guy's spot. Man, I can't wait to watch it. Your thoughts?
Just keep grinding. Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
Well, Pickens was definitely accurate on that. pretty much for the Browns' whole history since they got back to the NFL. I don't think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. But they did beat the Packers. So hold your horses on there's a juggernaut coming into town. There's a good team coming here Sunday night. Not a great one. 412-928-9370. It's a Football Friday. That means usually Greensburg's very own Donnie Football will be here. But he is either at a wedding or celebrating his 30th birthday or both this weekend. Is that right, Limits?
Yeah, both. Down in Florida.
He's in Naples. Do you think, now Naples is, and this is brought to you, by the way, by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. And Off the Top was brought to you by our friend Joe Podocznik, JP Roofing and Siding. That's not far from Fort Myers. In fact, when I took my wife and daughter to Naples a couple of years ago, shortly after Ron left the station, we hooked up with Ron for dinner. It was like a 30-minute drive. That was it. Does Donnie contact Ron? Should Donnie contact Ron?
Considering that when I was in Miami, I contacted Ron in January for the Orange Bowl, knowing how far that was away from Ron, I think that Donnie must contact Ron, and if he does not, then that is a shame on him for not doing so.
I agree. I think Donnie should contact Ron for a cup of coffee or a cup of beer, as the case may be.
Why not to bring him to the wedding? Sneak Ron into the wedding that Donnie is at.
Or a keg of beer. Yeah, he should definitely sneak Don. He should sneak Ron in. Why are alarms going off in here, Limit?
There is a scheduled fire drill today.
A fire drill? What, are we supposed to leave now and line up outside and giggle like we're in seventh grade?
There was a huge sign when I walked into the building today that said, fire drill today.
So do we need to leave or can we stay?
I think we can stay.
Okay.
But typically, if there was a fire drill at your establishment, we ask that you please follow the rules of the fire drill.
Yeah, they don't call it a fire drill for nothing, and I don't think part of the drill is sitting here while there's an alarm 2 feet away from me going off, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.